Hello, this is Daryl here, sending love as always. Thank you for tuning in. I just want to say, if you like this interview, you can check our website for companion workbooks, action guides, tools, checklists, templates, and show notes with links for everything mentioned on the call. Just visit bestbusinesscoach.ca. That's best, B-E-S-T, businesscoach.ca. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Daryl Urbanski, and welcome to the Best Business Podcast. My mission is to help create 200 new multimillionaire business owners. How? You'll do better when you know better. In my interviews, you'll hear from self-made millionaires, seven-figure business owners, authors, and world-class experts sharing how they did it so you can too, without experiencing the same obstacles they did. Now, if you like this interview, please share it with a friend you think will benefit. They'll appreciate it, and I will as well. You can also connect with me on social media. Look for Daryl Urbanski, D-A-R-Y-L, Urban Ski, U-R-B-A-N-S-K-I, and add me so we can be friends. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy what I've prepared for you right here, right now. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Daryl Urbanski, your host as always. And today we are joined by two special guests, one of my esteemed mentors and then a good friend. Dr. Glenn Livingston is a longtime marketing consultant and a regular here on our show. His companies have serviced dozens of Fortune 500 companies like AT&T, American Express, Lipton, Kraft, Nabisco, Whirlpool, Panasonic, and more. You may have seen his work, companies, or theories in major periodicals like the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Sun-Times, the New York Daily News, Crane's New York Business, the Milwaukee Business Journal, or the Boston Herald. And you may have heard him on ABC, CBS, or Bloomberg Radio. He is awesome and someone I'm very grateful for having in my life. And who does Glenn go to when he has questions about business or marketing? Our next guest, David Oliver, a Yale graduate who's built seven-figure businesses with more than 300,000 prospects and customers, and a high-end consultant who helps specialty hedge funds and small businesses alike. From small businesses to businesses doing hundreds of millions per year, he's the go-to guy for business growth. So today we have two heavy hitters to talk about their journey, discover best practices and small hinges businesses can leverage to make and keep more of the money they work so hard to earn. So Glenn and David, I appreciate your guys' time today. Thank you for coming to share with myself and my audience. How are you guys doing?
Doing really well. Looking forward to this all week.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's always a pleasure when we chat. David, we just kind of met, but it's an honor and a pleasure to speak with you as well. Glenn speaks highly of you, and any friend of Glenn is a friend of mine. So let's kind of get right to it. So where do most businesses have money on the table, which they can easily pick up but ignore?
David, you want to take that one?
Yep, absolutely. One area is clearly the merchant account. So, you know, merchant processing is when individuals take credit cards, they need a merchant account. For a lot of online business people or business people in general, they set this up many, many years ago. They just got some account. It's been working great for many years. So they assume, oh, everything's working great. It's all fine. But the reality is we have found, and I have found myself, that depending on the numbers you do in your business, you could be losing a significant amount of money by having a merchant account that's overcharging you in a wide variety of ways. It's something that the vast majority of businesses never think of. I mean, my clients, it never crosses their mind. They look at supplies, they look at, you know, telecommunications, they look at all kinds of things, servers, cloud servers, where they can save money, where they're being ripped off, and it never crosses their mind that the merchant account is actually probably the thing that's costing them the most money by far. I had a client who he was wasting, let's call it, up to $40,000 a year in fees. $40,000. And that was over several years before he had his statements analyzed. He had a free analysis, and then he made that discovery. So imagine that. That's actually, you know, think about what does it take to make $40,000 in
net. $40,000 net, not gross, but net.
Gross, net. So people have to get, you know, really get in their mind and think, okay, for me to put in my pocket $40,000, $20,000, or even $5,000. So,
gosh, there's a whole bunch of things I'd want to underscore because it's really easy to skip over that. Is that okay if I jump in, David?
Go.
So, first of all, I think the reason people don't think about the savings on their merchant account is because they're really focused on immediate short-term money, right? And so they don't think about what's the 5-year value of a decision that I make today in my business? And, you know, if you could save a percent, like, you know, like a whole discount point or half a percent, what impact does that have over the course of 5 years? And what impact does it have that there aren't these extra hidden fees and charges? And, you know, looking at your merchant account statement can be as complicated as looking at your telephone bill. And most of us, we fall prey to the confuse and conquer mentality that these big companies have. So that's one thing that I wanted to underscore is that, you know, let's say, and the other thing is that that half percent or 1% difference on every transaction in your business for 5 years, well, it might not seem like that much now if you're doing $5,000 or $10,000 a month, but most of us that are in a business that are doing $5,000 or $10,000 a month are working our asses off trying to, can I say ass on the,
or do it, do again? It. Yeah. We're working our
ass.
Yeah.
We're sophisticated psychologists, film at 11. So we're mostly working our butts off to engineer a growth spurt. And we know that when you put together a marketing funnel, there's not a lot of oil that comes out the other side until you really problem solve every piece of the pipeline. But then all of a sudden, and a lot of us have had that experience, you know, you can go from $5,000 to $100,000 or more per month surprisingly fast. And so you're calculating this, not only aren't you calculating the 5-year value, but you're calculating whatever value you are on a monthly basis based upon this level that you're at now. But when you get to $100,000 a month, everything's going to be flying so fast and furious, you're not going to want to take the time to, right? And so if you just kind of put this in place early on so that your, you know, all that money is going into your bank instead of your underwriter's bank, at no cost to, you know, most of what we'll talk about how we can help people to do it with the free analysis. But, you know, the only way that people go forward is if it's actually going to save them a significant amount of money. It's kind of silly that they don't do that. One more thing, and David can speak more to this. When you are operating at a fairly low level, like up to about $30,000 or $40,000 a month, you're in a low risk category for most merchant underwriters. So, you know, their business model is to go after tens of thousands of companies that are making less than $40,000 a month, more or less, right? They don't make the bulk of their money by, you know, processing IBM's merchant accountants or Amazon's merchant statements. They make the bulk of their money, most of them, by focusing on the tens of thousands of small businesses that are doing $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month. And so that's their risk assessment model. When you break out of that, all of a sudden, you're not necessarily a customer they want to have. And so you've been going along thinking everything is okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have this chargeback problem and they're worried about you. They're worried about, you know, they're going to be extended by $500,000 because they moved the money around for you. And then they know that a lot of companies that break out with sales very quickly. They know that a lot of companies go bankrupt because they can't scale their customer service fast enough and they can't deliver quality. And so you become a really high risk problem for them. And now, and David can tell you a really horrendous story of his own personal business. And now, you know, you're doing $500,000 a month. You work for this your whole freaking life and you're kind of up the creek without a paddle. Because they won't process, not only won't they process you, but you might wind up on a blacklist where other companies won't process you. And now instead of having set this all up with the right strategy to manage chargebacks and, you know, the risk ratios that you know the merchant account provider is going to need and having a backup merchant account or really having a strategy in place to protect you and prepare you for growth. Now it's like when you go to the bank trying to get a loan when you're desperate. The bank wants to give you a loan when you're not desperate. And you might not be able to process. You might be in a blacklist and you could lose your whole business and the whole opportunity that you engineered just because you didn't take the time to, you know, set up something which would have saved you a fortune in the first place. So I'll stop there. I know we're talking a lot, so you must have some questions. And
well, I mean, this is really ringing true for me because I know, you know, in the various businesses I've been engaged in, there's preferred payment methods because of all the fees that you pay. And even then, you know, reading some of the books now on investing, you just like – at least investing in the stock market, like the difference between having, you know, 487,000 at the end when you pull out versus 1.2 million is like a percentage point on what you're paying in fees. And that's investing in stocks and all that sort of stuff. And with merchant accounts and that, I'm pretty sure it's the same thing, because it's at the end of the day, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And you do all this work and effort to get the sale, and then at the very end, you're, you know, people are getting a percent of your money. And in for, like you said, like I know at least when I was signing up and I got my first payment, I went with PayPal, and then, you know, and then I was paying a lot. I felt like that. And so I just kind of went to Costco and signed up with something. But you just, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't really, people don't know how to analyze it. I know for myself. So I think it's just really valuable that we're all like to bring this up, because it's a small hinge that can swing a really big door, because nobody thinks it's going to happen to them until it happens. And then you've got a problem, and you've got a big problem. And I don't know, David, if you want to share your story so maybe people kind of understand, but I just, I love what how you brought up how people, they work so hard to get this growth, and then when it happens, that's like the Oprah effect. I remember hearing about that. There's something called the Oprah effect, where they would actually send a team in to do an analysis on a business before they would feature them on Oprah. And the reason was exactly like you said, because Oprah would mention them on the show, and most people think that that would be a godsend. Like, oh, that would be so such a blessing to have Oprah like endorse my product. But it killed businesses. It killed tons of businesses, because suddenly their phones blow up, right? They're getting all these phone calls and they can't handle the calls. They're pumping out products without, like you mentioned, without handling quality. And then the negative reviews online start stacking up because you have all these angry people that either can't get serviced or that what they got wasn't done right, and then no one's going to be there to fix it. And so those sorts of things really, like, you know, like, again, it's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, right? Like, if you don't have a solid square foundation when you start and you're building this Leaning Tower, the higher up you go, the bigger the lean is. And so for some people, this may not seem like a big deal now, but you know what I mean? It's like we never appreciate the time you go left, not right, and didn't get hit by the car. And so for some people, they may not even realize it, but these merchant accounts are like there's all sorts of nightmare stories where, again, you have a huge spike in sales, and now you, like you mentioned, you go to a different bracket, and the merchant wants to protect themselves, so they hold on to your money. But meanwhile, you've sold 100, 1,000 orders of something, and you can't even get your own money to go fulfill on those orders. Like, you know, you got to go get a loan to get, like, it's just it's a really bad scenario. So for me about this, I feel like, I mean, right now, the first question I've got is kind of like, what do we do? Like, so you're like, why is it like that? Like, why is it so bloated? Why is it so confusing? Why is it so layered like that? Why isn't it more simple? You guys maybe don't know the answer, but like, is it just a bunch of people trying to take feet? Like, you know what I mean? Is it a bunch of people trying to stick their hands in the pie or what?
So you're asking why the fees so much?
Yeah, I understand why
Here's the reason. Because nobody, like, there's no transparency, so like they got away with it for so long that ultimately people aren't asking, they're not pushing back, like on a mass scale. So most people don't call up, they don't say, explain these statements to me or else I'm leaving. They just don't know. They just get this bill. They're very slick how they do the bill too. So think about how they do the bill. You know what, your merchant account, do you get a bill in the mail?
Yes. Trying to think if I have one to go look at.
So you actually do get a bill. So most of them, you don't get a bill. You get a statement. So you get all these numbers of revenue, page after page after page. And then on the bottom page, there's fees. So like, if you think about it psychologically, they mail out all these statements. They have a whole lot of positive numbers. You've brought in a bunch of money. You know you've made money in your bank account. And then there's these fees that are all convoluted. So most people's brains look at it and say, I don't understand this. I'm making money. It's probably honest. And then that occurs over decades. And the industry just works off of that, which they work off of no transparency. They're not sending like a separate bill in the mail. Like, for example, we would mail you a bill and say, you owe us $8,433 in fees. And then your mind would say, whoa, that's a lot of fees. Let me look into this. They bury it in a statement.
Yeah, and people are of the mindset that it's just, you know, 2.5% on the transactions and or 3% or whatever they're paying, and it's really not that much, and it's a necessity, and they look at it on a monthly basis. They don't look at the long-term value, and so a lot of the ways that we are agitating this problem and kind of bringing to the surface how much money people stand to gain and, you know, how critical it is for your business to have the right strategy set up, people just don't think about
until
it.
It's too late.
You know, and Yeah, and there are a few major providers that most people go to, and they don't know that there are a lot of other providers that you can go to that are perfectly safe. So they don't really understand that there's competition, and it's just not something that people want to deal with. So I like to think of a big fat guy in a white suit with a mustache at the bank laughing at me for all the years that I was handing over money.
Right.
That I had to hand over.
Right. Right. So David, yeah. What was your story? I mean, you've obviously got some pain around this issue. I can, you know, kind of can tell the passion in your voice. I was saying before the call, like, I know I've come in to work with people right after it's happened, or I've left something just before it happened. Like, I was part of a launch and we did a few million and everyone's patting themselves on the back and I move on to do something else. And then all of a sudden I hear after the fact, you know, that these people have had this issue, or the merchants are holding a percentage of it, or like you said, they've been blacklisted, or, you know, like there's just all these. So David, what's your, like, what happened to you?
So here's what happened to me many, many years ago. I was doing some significant volume. So we were starting off, we did, you know, 50, 100,000 a month, 200,000 a month, 300, 400. We're, you know, pushing volume. We had some customer service issues. We were resolving them. And, you know, we hit over 500. We were, to this day, I'm not really even sure because of what happened and how fast it happened. And they locked us out of everything. Basically, got a phone call. It was on a Friday. It was about 4 o'clock. And a guy said, hey, we're shutting your account down because of we had chargebacks, refunds. And then he said, your sales spiked so much. So I'll never forget this. I was driving down the road. I was in such shock, literal shock. Like, I didn't even understand what that meant. Like, I was processing, oh, we're shutting it down. I was like, you mean like right now? Yes. So I just couldn't even believe it. I remember I pulled over. I felt dizzy. And I was just like, because it's so much volume. And I thought to myself, what am I going to do? I had no idea what to do.
Tell people to mail in checks.
I called Bank of America before they closed. I called PNC Bank. They were like, you know, you need to send over 5 years of tax return. 5 years of tax returns.
Wow.
Because I said to them, well, I'm going to need to process a million a month. And I made a mistake. That was not the right thing to say. So they were like, we need 5 years of tax returns. It'll take a couple of weeks. And I didn't know what to do. It was a nightmare.
Wow.
So for sure.
How long did it take?
It never got any better. And ultimately what happened was, I eventually got another account. It was an account that had ridiculous fees. It was like if you went for a payday loan, so look, I need $1,000 in 2 minutes. And someone said, okay, I give you $1,000, but I'm going to charge you $4,000 over 2 years. So a terrible deal. And I had to lower my volume substantially. It just really destroyed that business. And then that's when I went out and did all this research and found so many other people. I would go to big conferences and just talk to people. And then I was talking to, you know, CPA buyers, people buy advertising. And they're like, yeah, this is very common. I just couldn't even believe it was so common. And then I started learning strategies of, you know, finding the right company, working with a company that's going to work with you because there's been others that have come before you. So, you know, I work with companies and I have accounts now with people who, you know, they see people go from, you know, 50 to 100 to 200 to 400 to, you know, a million a month, you know, over time. If there's a problem, they call them on the phone, they call them ahead of time, they give them several weeks, they give them warnings, they even have systems to help you help yourself. So that's, you know, how this happened. And I lost a fortune off of all this. And then I probably know 25 people who have lost easily $1 million from the same exact issue. Good people, all kinds of businesses. And, you know, it's very arbitrary. I mean, I know somebody, you know, I know people in info marketing, regular supplement sales, baskets, some sort of mat that you lay on the ground. Someone I know, they had a mat that you lay on the ground and it heats up your body. They exploded with sales. They did something on social media. Something went viral. They handled everything. but then their supplier ran out of product, so they sold the product. So imagine they're doing a lot of sales. The supplier says, "Hey, we're 2 weeks out of stock," which is not good. So they say, "Okay, great. We're gonna do the honorable thing. We don't want to hold people's money. We're not comfortable with that. We've got plenty of cash. We manage our money well. We're gonna refund everybody, and then say if you come back with an order when we back in stock, we're gonna give you a 20% discount." So they did that. Merchant provider called them and said, "We're shutting you down. You have so many refunds in a short period of time. You're done."
Right. That's crazy. I've even heard.
Trying to do the right thing.
Right. And just trying to take care of people. I even remember, you just reminded me of a story where someone got shut down, and the issue was the number of chargebacks that they got. But it was like they went, obviously, like you say, this takes weeks. And at the same time, your company's burning money and you're just trying to figure all this out. And they went back, and the percent of like chargebacks and that they got was the same, but it's just they would have more zeros at the end of their sales every month. And it was like that wasn't the merchant that they had. It didn't matter. It was like hard number, not percentage of sales. Right. Which it makes sense that if you've got like 0.03% chargebacks, you know, generally speaking, that even if you go from 100,000 to 1,000,000, that would kind of remain constant. Right. So it sounds like a real painful place. So what do people do?
People, you know what you do? Everybody right now, they absolutely have to have an analysis of their merchant account statements, find out where their fees are at. And they need to shop around and get other options, backup options. They need to do that right away. It's critical. It's sad, but a lot of people think, you know, when I tell them the story, like I'm almost hysterical. But it's just, you can lose so much money when you're turned off. And, you know, Glenn, I will say one thing. There's people who get turned off who are doing $20,000 a month, $25,000 a month.
David, could you possibly address Daryl's point about the hard number of chargebacks as opposed to the percentage? I think what it really comes down to is that the underwriter's reasoning is different than traditional business common sense would dictate. They have different motivations and different needs than you think they would. And so you can get shut down for things that you would think, well, hey, don't you guys want the money? And my percentage is not up. And could you talk about why the hard number rules are there and maybe just a little bit of tips about how to manage that?
Yes, I can talk about that. So the way it works is, and it's let's just start at a high level. Let's look at some big level concepts. There's the chargeback percentage. Okay, so what that means is if you have 1,000 transactions. So these are actual transactions that go through that are, you know, successful transactions or even refunds. Let's say you have 1,000. If you have 100 chargebacks, that'd be very bad. You have a 10% chargeback rate. So 100 is 10% of 1,000. Now, they look at the chargeback percentage, but they also look at the total number of chargebacks. So there's four different kinds of credit cards: MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover. So Discover has their own system. It's so small. Discover is taken very, very infrequently. I know people process, you know, $2 million a month, $3 million a month. They've never had a problem with Discover. I've never even heard of anybody who's had a problem with Discover my entire life. So forget about that. American Express works off of their own numbers that if your percentage exceeds, it's unknown. You know, sometimes 4%, 5%, 7% for a couple of months consecutively, they put you in a sort of monitoring program with them. That's really not a problem. They kind of work with you. They're really not a big pain because they don't process a lot, so they don't want to lose anybody. That's my thinking. So with them, there's no hard number that you can't break. It's more like a percentage, and it's really at the discretion of the company. And if you ever have a problem with American Express, number one, you could just stop taking American Express. That's one option until you resolve your problem. Another option is you work with them. They work with you. They put you in a sort of, you know, timeout. Sometimes they do like those hold more money from you, like maybe 20% instead of 0%. It's not a big deal. Your two big problems are MasterCard and Visa. So the ratio you don't want to break is, in general, greater than a 1% chargeback, and for MasterCard, more than 50 chargebacks in a month, or for Visa, more than 100 chargebacks in a month. So it's an and, because people always say to me, well, if I had 6 chargebacks in a month and I only have 30 transactions, I have a very high chargeback percentage. I've done that and I don't lose my account. That's because you didn't break the Visa 100, MasterCard 50. So what happens is when you break those, when those two things are a problem, over 1%, 50 for just MasterCard, one over 1%, 100, you combine those two things and you could be subject to being on losing your account and being blacklisted. So blacklist is where you, your business, and your social security number is put in a database that other merchant providers subscribe to. So if you're in a blacklist, like when there's a new merchant account, if you want, for example, if you try to get a new merchant account and you sign up, they have like a blacklist. It's kind of like a credit card company. If you, for example, if you go and default on American Express and then you try to place, try to get another American Express credit card, they always query their database of people they don't like, and then they block you. So it's done with your tax ID, your company name, your address, your social security number. And then it's very difficult to get an account once you're on the blacklist. So that's, again, when you break 1% 100, 1% 50. Now, here's the thing that I've seen now over many years, which is you can lose your account for any reason at all that makes no sense. It's at the discretion of an account reviewer who may or may not be in a good mood and may or may not like your URL and may or may not like your tone when they call you, or may or may not like your voicemail message, or may or may not like the, how fast you return their call. And that's how it comes down to. So it's possible to, I'll give you some scenarios, to have 32 Visa chargebacks, you know, have a 1.8% chargeback rate and be doing $43,000 a month and lose your merchant account.
Wow. Well,
$250,000 a month, have a 3% chargeback rate, and have 87 Visa chargebacks and not have a problem. So now it works off of triggering the algorithms that then, you know, then require someone to look into it. So there's a series, if you think through like a system, that they can't trigger, they can't alert people to look at it that have less than so many transactions. So when you have less than, you know, let's say 10,000 a month and, you know, 100 transactions or 500 transactions, they don't look at you because you can't do too much damage to them and they can't. They have millions of businesses. So imagine an algorithm, if it starts saying all these people need to be looked at, the system, the sheer volume of people working in an office can't look through 25,000 people to figure out if they need to be, you know, shut down or not shut down, because the shutdowns are done manually, not automatic. In some cases, they are done automatic with tremendous abuse. So that's why when you think through, you – when you start getting the numbers over 30,000 a month, when you start reaching over 25 chargebacks on MasterCard, 50 for Visa, when you're over 1%, that's when the systems start to alert somebody in the bank that, hey, we need to look at this guy over here.
And it's kind of like having a Google AdWords reviewer look at your account. You kind of get in the luck of the draw and Everybody's confused about what. But so, David, I imagine this part of the talk doesn't make you too popular at parties. What do people do to protect themselves given the risk that they're exposed to with chargebacks and these reviewers who could have not had something good for breakfast and decide they're in a bad mood and cut you down?
So
how do you protect yourself?
I really want to tell people some things that, just in case, just write these points down. If you get a call from a reviewer, just be very, very nice. Just say, thank you for letting me know. No matter, even if it's bad news, also say, we're working on improving our systems. You know, appreciate that, sir or madam. Thank you for contacting me. Could you give me a few days to put together a plan that I could send to you to explain how we're going to resolve all these issues? I really would appreciate it. I'm a small business owner, and, you know, it's very hard, you know, to manage everything in the business. I'm working very hard on it. We're going to send these systems. And by the way, do you have any ideas that you might be able to pass on to me? So when you approach it that way, they love that because they're like the cops. They're getting yelled at. You know, you get pulled over. My friend's a cop, and he goes, dude, if someone gets pulled over, they pull over right away on the side of the road. They say, officer, I'm really sorry I was speeding. I really apologize. Thank you very much. And they shut their mouth and they hand me their license and registration. He goes, I let them off. The people that say, I don't have a problem. I wasn't speeding. I don't know what you're talking. You're a jerk off. I'm going to, you know, the mayor. They're the ones who get the ticket.
I got to tell you, what one time this cop pulled me over. And I had my license and registration out. I gave it to him and I said, officer, I just really, really have to pee. And he looked at me and said, me too. Let's go to the McDonald's. We'll do it.
That's awesome.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. So I need to interrupt.
You do that. Now, let me send you another really, really important tip. When you create a plan that you're going to send them, don't feel perplexed. Like, what am I going to write down? First thing you do is go to Google. And you type into Google how to set up a customer service department, how to keep customers happy. You paraphrase that, whatever you see in those articles, and add on some stuff that you're going to do, and then that's part of your plan. So, for example, you know, we're going to have a better descriptor on the credit card statement. We're going to have a phone number that's picked up live. We're going to respond back within 12 hours to phone calls or inquiries. We're going to set up a website for customer service. We're going to make sure that we send something in the mail that says, oh, this is going to be the name of the business on your statement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you put all that in writing. You make it very neat. You get it edited by somebody, your brother, your mother, your sister, your employee, your customer service director, somebody, so it makes sense and it's well written. And you submit it and they read that. And I would say 99% of the times, unless you're doing big, big, big volume, they will at least give you another week. As crazy as it sounds, like, how are you going to implement all this in another week?
Right.
But they at least extend it.
Right.
So you have some breathing room. And then if you're nice, you know, you could say to them, hey, you know, can you just give me a few days to just try to find another provider. I'd appreciate it. And normally, when you're like that, they'll work with you. I happen to get, in my time, a jerk. I didn't say the right things. I didn't know what to say. I was all freaked out. I just rambled. I didn't make any sense. I was afraid to call the guy back. I was literally afraid to call him. I felt like he was like the – I literally felt like he was like the Gestapo. So I just shut down. I didn't call. After I called, I just didn't call him. I just wasn't smart. Another tip is if you have someone who works for you, they can call on your behalf. And that's better because you can even be right next to them and they're the go-between. So they can say, oh, I'm calling on behalf. I'm now handling customer service. We want to find out what's going on. Thank you so much. And we're just figuring out what's going on. And we just want to make sure that we do a great job with you. That's another tip. So that's just, you know, dealing with a bad issue that's in the past. Now, moving forward, you absolutely need to get an analysis of your current merchant account, where your fees are out, and you need to get in an account that's for businesses like yours that are friendly, and you need to make sure that you have backup accounts, and you need to make sure that you understand the process, you need to make sure that you have applications that, like, you know how to fill them out, You understand them because in the off chance that you have a problem, you want to know, how do I fill this application out? How do I get it done as fast as possible? Do I have an application that I already submitted that I can just copy from one to a new one? And you really want it. This is all insurance. I can't stress this enough. You might lose, with not doing this, all of your net profits for years.
David, how much did you, I wouldn't ask you this question as a friend because it's too painful. And I was with you those years that happened. But for the purpose of this audio, hope you don't mind, you're doing $500,000 a month. How much did this cost you?
I honestly think I stopped counting after $7 million. Oh, I just said, there's no you know what? Maybe I should be laying on your couch. Because I said to myself, I don't even want another number. I know that's maybe not mature, but what am I going to do with that? I just got so freaked out when I started doing math, and it went on. It was really a nightmare. It was honestly an absolute nightmare. And I got to tell you, there's a guy, business coach, older guy, Dan Pena, and an old school business guy, made a lot of money, made many, I want to say billions, built the company to $500 million. But I remember listening to some of his recordings, like randomly, my friend gave me from like 1992. And he said how he saw that a few major events could simply destroy you in decades worth of work. Hmm. And he basically said how you had to watch out for that. You have to be bold, but you have to make sure there's not financial things. And he talked about taxation, and he had a lot of stuff about, you know, money being held by different governments and all this kind of stuff. But I think the merchant account is – it's an area that could be just turned off. See, unlike another area, it's like this is kind of like Google, but now – it's not like that because now there's all kinds of ways. There's Google, there's MediaBuys, there's Facebook, there's all social media. But back in the day, people's businesses were wiped out with just one problem with Google, but now they let you back in Google. But when you look, I can't think of anything like the merchant account that when it's done, you're done. I mean, you're done.
You're done.
And
you're
I got to say another thing. Yep. I just like to get this out. Another thing people have to come to terms with, if you have a problem, the only way, if things are really bad, you have to scale down your operations and you might have to fit into another merchant account with less sales. So, for example, let's say you're doing $100,000 a month. You got a problem. Your next account, you can't get $100,000 a month without 5 years of taxes. But then you got divorced and then the taxes don't look good for, you know, two of the 5 years and all this nonsense, you might just have to say, I'm going to go ahead and just get placed for $50,000 and I'm just going to cut off $50,000 a month in sales because 50 is better than zero and I just have to bite the bullet. So that's what we had to do. It took us so much time to figure this out and I had to drop to – I want to say that I got down to 75. It was like 75 from 600.
Wow. 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 And I mean, there's more ramifications of this as well, because for that, it's not just like, sure, that's money out of your pocket. But when you scale down, there's those also jobs that were created that are no longer there, right? Those are families and people that are depending on you to employ them. I mean, that's extremely painful. It's not even just the money. It's having to let people go because of the merchant. And you get to blame the merchant, but you still have to be the messenger and be like, hey, I know little Timmy needs, you know, I know you need to work to buy the medicine for little Timmy, or, you know, to put your kids through school, or your kids in hockey or whatever. But I'm sorry, this is the most that we can be approved for to process right now.
Well, you work so hard to build that team also.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it's not easy to find good people.
Yep. Yeah. At all.
Yeah, it's a real, real problem. And that's why I cannot stress that, you know, Glenn knows I was a lot worse back in the day. I would preach about this, like, I mean, to everybody. You got to get your statement analyzed. You got to have backup accounts. You got to know what's what. You got to have a command of this. You have to feel good about, you know, being able to get you know, an account and have an account and even get another account. So this is what you do. It's kind of like credit. You know, I've had these talks with Glenn. You got to have access, to, in my opinion, to credit. I don't use any, but I have access. And you get it when you don't need it. If you need a merchant account, I'm telling you, it's going to be
yeah.
Unless you go through someone like me that, you know, can grease the chutes and all that type of stuff. I got to tell you guys one funny story. So it got so bad. I was so desperate. I was calling all these people. These people had like, you know, the most bare minimum website. I call them, I'd fill out forms, they wouldn't respond. Finally, I get somebody, and they would just be off the wall, these potential merchant account providers, because I was trying to get, you know, a million a month, or 600,000, 700,000, it's crazy.
And they don't know you. Yeah, they.
Anyway, I found the guy. This is funny. This is not smart. So I was younger, way younger back then. So I had to meet him in Pennsylvania with cash. For information on how to get an account. So I remember telling my friend, he was like, you better not. You meet at night, you're as good as dead. So I met in this place way in PA in the middle of this park. There's lots of people because my friend's like, you got to meet in a place. And I had all the cash. And the guy never showed. I remember just looking around, looking at the buildings, looking at everybody.
It's like a drug deal.
Never showed up. Never, I have no, and it's funny, that guy's phone number went disconnected. No idea. I have no idea. I have no clue.
He was going to let the secrets out, so they got rid of him.
That's how I got. And I got to tell you one other thing I'm going to say. You know, I randomly found a great bank. By accident, my CPA introduced me to them, and I was so shocked how everyone was so mean to me and just shame on you and why'd you do this and how could you only have one account? What are you, you know, like a dummy? And the place that I applied to, they were the nicest people ever. It was so weird to me, the difference between all like 30 mean people who were like, you know, shame on you and why are you so stupid versus this other place. Again, it was I want to say it was like 75,000, but you know, fill out some forms, no big deal, ready to go.
So, now this is someone we can connect people to, is it? This is someone we have the ability to connect people with that. So, we've already given out some great tips, but for anyone that's seriously interested and realizes that this is, although there's many things that can trip up your business, this is the stake through the heart. If anyone's interested in this, I have two questions, I guess, to start off with. First, does the owner have to do it themselves, like go through the process of, like, how do they have to be involved? Is it something they can have their CFO or even their bookkeeper handle? Okay. So it's not something the owner has to do, but it is something the owner needs to take care of, like pronto.
I honestly recommend that the owner get someone else to do it because, sometimes they want past 3 months of statements. The owner doesn't exactly know where those are, and it's just easier to get someone internal. To, you know, just whip up all the past stuff. Because realistically, they got to know about you. They do need some statements to see what your history is so they have some idea.
Got it. So we have an offer. We've got a site that they can go to sign up to get their merchant account analyzed and to actually have some different options compared and someone to compare what they're paying now versus what they could have and almost assess the security risk that they're at with their current provider. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
So where is that? The website is morefreemoney.com, I believe. And what happens when people go there?
What happens is they'll fill out a quick little form. It's mostly an opt-in form with a space for you to tell us about your current processing volume and chargebacks, and it won't take you more than a second to fill it out. And then we will get in touch with you and have a little consultation with you. If you go to morefreemoney.com, we'll know that it comes from Daryl, so we'll pay a little extra attention and, you know, give you a consultation to make sure that you get the right customized advice. And then the next step will be to get a free rate analysis and look at exactly how much you could be saving and, you know, how many accounts you're going to need and what strategy is really going to work to protect you from the chargebacks and getting cut off. Then you decide, and there's no cost at any point along the way. There are no hidden fees. You know, we are kind of like your partner. We make money when you make money, and that's how it works. So one last question I want to have for David is, David, if you think about all the people that you've helped to do this, to set up a strategy and find a, we've talked about how much money they can save, but what percentage of them wound up getting shut down after they did what you said? That's what I thought. Like literally not even one.
You know, and sometimes you might not like what I say, but I've been there, especially if you're doing big, big volume, several hundred thousand, you know, a month, 500,000, a million a month. There's things that we need to set up, but yeah, none. And it's just better to do it. It's some of it's redundant. I've actually gotten in debates with guys that, you know, they didn't want to do certain things, be more transparent. It actually didn't hurt sales. You know, telling providers, this is another funny thing, telling providers ahead of time what's actually going on, getting sites pre-approved ahead of time is smart, not hiding, you know, being in the dark. So that's the case. One other thing I wanted to say, because Daryl, you know, there's people who are going to be listening to this. They've got some issues. They're stressed out about it. Maybe they did some things wrong. I will guarantee you one thing. If you talk to me, I will never make you feel bad at anything that you did in the past. And I say that because it's highly insulting to me when I hear how some of these banks, Bank of America, PNC, you know, many of these banks mistreat people. And, you know, all they did was try to build a business many times for their family. They're very, very aggressive trying to get as much in sales and revenues to hire as many people and build a big company. And some things went wrong. I'll never make you feel bad about that. Whatever your situation is, I'll always treat you with respect, and I'll never make you feel bad about that, because it's really big in this industry to like condemn and to ask those questions like, well, how could you let this happen? You know, we don't need to talk about how could, I already know the answer, how you let it happen. You don't need to tell me because I already know the answer.
I was brought up by a Jewish mother. I have enough guilt.
Exactly. And anything, another
that's
thing
so I'll funny.
Say is make sure anything that's an issue, let's say you got a really, really bad credit score, just let me know ahead of time. It's all confidential, and meaning that I know which banks to go to. You know, certain banks, if you have over 500, they're great. Other banks, you need, you know, 700. There's just, as long as I know the deal, you know, there's different banks take different people, and that's really for unknown reasons. You know, one bank might take a person with 500 credit score and who does a lot of online stuff. A different bank, they don't like those people. Another bank, they'll take like cemeteries, but then they won't take anybody else. So it's just what they specialize in, you know, what they're comfortable with and what they know. So we match people with banks that know them, so they're not the pioneer.
Is there any industry that this isn't applicable for?
Yes, like right now, and we don't do anything with like medical marijuana. You know, I don't want to get a big debate.
Child pornography. Don't call us if you're a child porn guy.
Right. Anything illegal or newly legal / not sure if it's legal yet.
Online pharmacy is very difficult, and almost nobody I've talked to is 100% accredited. So if you're in that space, you really got to take a hard look of where it's going, and it's getting more difficult. And I believe the profits are dwindling, and it's unfortunately, you might want to move into a different area, an online pharmacy, because it's, you got everything going against you.
That's a good tip for anyone that hears that. That's in that industry. Now, this is for businesses that need an American merchant account, right? Is it exclusive to the U.S. or anyone
Canada,
doing business in Canada or anywhere
Canada
else?
We can take in countries by a case-by-case basis. So if you're in a different country, just fill out the form, indicate the country, and then we'll see if we can work with you. And that's the thing, you know, at least, you know, there's no cost to engage and let's, you know, figure out the deal. Like I had somebody who owns, you know, a vape business, which I don't really understand that product. I know it's like a cigarette, and they're overseas. And, you know, and I said, you know, they explained it to me. I'm not pro, you know, cigarettes. And, you know, they told me how it worked and all that stuff. And it sounded like it's better than cigarettes, but you know, they're in a kind of an esoteric country. And I said, it's just not worth doing processing. It would be very expensive. I said, look, you're better off. You have no competition. You're honestly just better off taking cash transactions. And I just gave him a tip. I said, look, go teach people how to buy gift cards or prepaid cards, and then they could be your customer since they're doing it on a reoccurring basis. That person took that tip, and hopefully they did great. Because, you know, I like helping small businesses. It's not about money. It's about helping, you know, we're all in the battle together. We're small business people. We're not getting, you know, tons of free money from the governments around the world. You know, we got a hard deal. Building a small business is a hard thing. I like to help my fellow, you know, brothers and sisters.
Well, and I can tell you've been through an experience as well. I mean, if you're driving down the road and you see some guy stumbling on the road to go in the other direction and his clothes are tattered and he's bleeding from his neck and you slow down, he's like, don't go that way. The bridge is out. Don't go that way. You're not going to keep driving forward. And this is a serious thing. And it sounds kind of like, you know, a bit of a boring, it's a merchant account. It's not sexy. It's not sales. It's not traffic. It's not site, you know, getting in the customer's head. But it is the one thing that can make you, that can crush 10, 20, 30 years worth of effort and can totally decimate, like just kill your business and any chance of growth. And like you, we were saying before, all the hard work people have put in, and there's no cost at any point. There's no hidden fees. They literally just need to go to morefreemoney.com, fill out the form. Either they do it or they get someone else on their team to do it and just take the time to make sure that they're protected from those things. Even if they don't end up changing with anyone, even if all they do is they get the thumbs up A-OK, you know, at least they did that step and check, and they can go, hey, you know, the one thing that will kill us seriously for good is not an issue. Like, am I going to die from cancer? No. Okay. Poof, let's go and live the rest of my life. And I just think it's just a no-brainer for a lot of people. How much time does the whole, like, does the process take to go through an assessment?
It doesn't take any time. It's on, you know, our end analyzing it. So for you, it's very easy. You fill out the form, you get, you know, get 3 months of statements together, ready to send over. They analyze it, and then we send over in a very neat package of, you know, what you're, where you're at, how much you could save, and then also the types of accounts we can get you. So it's very, very easy. The hardest part, I got to tell you, and I understand this, I don't fault any business owner, is they can't find their statements. Honestly, Daryl, I tell you, 90% of the business owners, they have no idea where their statements are. I have a friend. He does $500,000 a month. He couldn't find his statements for the life of him. He didn't know where they actually were supposed to be downloaded. This is slick. He was losing a ton of money. He had to download his statements himself, and then there was a password on the zip file. So you see how they got him, right? They know he's not downloading anything, which he did years. Yeah, and he didn't know what his password was. They claimed he set it up a couple of years ago. So it took him forever. That took him 2 weeks to figure that out.
Well, I'm that guy. You were like, do you have a bill or a statement? And I was like, I have an envelope. I was like, I'm trying to think where it is. I was like, did they send you a bill? I'm like, yes. You're like, really? Most people don't. I'm like, caught me in a lie. Like, I was like, I don't know. I haven't opened it. So, yeah, we got to sign me up. So is there anything, I mean, I just feel, so obviously there's something to be gained. Like, there is a business behind this, but there's no fee for anyone that's interested in doing this. And there's literally only upside, either a check mark that they're okay or an option to set them up and protect them from these big, scary things we've been talking about. So I really appreciate you guys coming forward and sharing this with me, because for me, I'm taking care of my audience is really important to me. That's my tagline. Your success is my success. Is there anything that we needed to discuss or that we should make sure people know that we haven't mentioned or gone over yet?
Just take 2 seconds and go to morefreemoney.com, and we'll answer all your questions and take care of you.
If you just have some questions on your account, no, fill out the form, and I'll jump on and talk with you, because I love talking about this stuff.
Right. That's awesome. Guys, I appreciate it so much. I know that we're going to save some businesses, and again, they may or may not appreciate the time that they turn left, not right, and don't get hit by a car, but at least they didn't get hit by a car, and I really think – well, I just value and appreciate both of you. Glenn, I've known you for years, and I'm just really grateful that you brought this to my attention, and I already have some people I'm lining up for this. So thank you guys so much for coming and sharing with our audience. And David, thank you for being candid and sharing kind of the pain that you went through and the situation you were in. And
David, we're still friends, right?
For sure.
So I'm just really grateful for you guys.
Understand why that I ran away from the guy.
Okay. Maybe it had to do with your mom.
That's called avoidance.
Yeah. Avoidance. Right. All right.
It's over at morefreemoney.com.
Right. So anyone listening, go check out morefreemoney.com. Take 2 seconds, fill out the form. It could save your business, and it could save you thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars in fees just by doing nothing other than being smarter with this one thing that's set up to be confusing. That way they can rake more money from you. So check out morefreemoney.com. And guys, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Daryl.
You've reached the end of our interview. Now, first, let me thank you for listening. I appreciate and respect you more than you'll ever know. And now I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. First, what 3 lessons did you just learn? What 3 aha moments just jumped out at you? Second, what can you implement for yourself and your business in the next 24 hours? Third, what can you give to someone else to help you with, or give them to just do it for you? Whatever it is, remember, taking action is the secret sauce to results. Now, if you think this interview would be helpful for a friend, please give them a link to it. It'll help them and it'll help me too. I'd also like to invite you to help me find out more about the challenges you're facing, your dreams, your goals, and how I can help you overcome what's holding you back. We both do better when we know better, and your success is my success. So please reach out and interact. You can visit our website, bestbusinesscoach.ca for Canada or California, where I'm from and where I'm living. You're welcome to also try out one of our paid programs. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and pretty much every other social media channel you can think of. You should also subscribe to the podcast. And if you're enjoying them, please leave us a nice review. It really helps. That's all for now. Once again, thank you. Take care of yourself. And remember, the world needs the best business you can build. And I believe in you.